strategy development based on data insights for retail sales performance. Howdy folks, Mike Hernandez here. Welcome multi-unit managers to this edition of Drive from C-Store Center, the podcast where we dive deep into the strategies that shape the success of convenience stores across the globe. In this episode, we're focusing on a pivotal aspect of modern retail management, leveraging data insights for strategic development. This discussion is especially tailored for you, the multi-unit managers of corporate-owned convenience stores, who are at the forefront of transforming data into actionable strategies that drive business forward. In an era where information is power, the ability to distill vast amounts of data into meaningful decisions is more critical than ever. Data-driven decision-making enhances sales performance and catalyzes overall retail success by aligning every operational aspect with real, quantifiable insights. Whether it's optimizing inventory, personalizing marketing efforts, or improving customer service, the insights garnered from data can substantially improve how convenience stores operate and thrive. Today, we'll explore how to harness these insights effectively, the challenges you might face, and how to overcome them to meet and exceed your strategic goals. So, whether you're looking to refine your approach or seeking inspiration for new strategies, this episode will equip you with the knowledge and tools you need to succeed in the competitive retail landscape. Let's dive in and transform data into your most powerful asset. Segment 1, the bedrock of data-driven strategy. Understanding the data landscape. At the heart of any successful data-driven strategy lies a deep understanding of the data sources available and how they can be leveraged to inform decision-making processes. For convenience stores, several key data sources are instrumental in shaping strategies. Point-of-sale systems. POS systems are invaluable as they provide a wealth of data with every transaction. They track sales, returns, and exchanges and gather detailed information on what sells and at what times of the day or week sales peak. This real-time data can help identify trends, inform product placement, and optimize pricing strategies to maximize sales and minimize losses. Customer feedback. Whether gathered in store, through online surveys, or through social media channels, direct feedback from customers offers critical insights into customer satisfaction and expectations. This information is essential for tailoring customer service strategies, improving product offerings, and ensuring that the store environment meets customers' needs. Actively listening to customer feedback can transform the customer experience and foster greater loyalty. Loyalty programs. Loyalty programs are not just tools for encouraging repeat business. They are rich data sources on customer buying habits and preferences. Analyzing data from loyalty programs can help understand which promotions are working, which products are most valued by your loyal customers, and how buying behaviors shift over time. This data is crucial for personalizing marketing efforts and increasing customer retention. Inventory management systems. Effective inventory management goes beyond stocking shelves. It involves understanding the dynamics of product demand across different times and seasons. Inventory management systems provide data that help predict stock needs, manage supply chain logistics, and prevent overstocking or stockouts, which can significantly affect sales performance. By exploring these key data sources, convenience store managers can gather comprehensive insights that feed into broader strategic decisions. Whether it's optimizing the product mix based on POS data, adjusting customer engagement strategies based on feedback, fine-tuning loyalty incentives, or streamlining inventory levels, each piece of data collected plays a critical role in shaping effective store operations and strategies. As we move forward, understanding how to gather, effectively analyze, and act upon this data will be critical in developing strategies that are responsive to current trends and anticipatory of future needs. Let's delve deeper into how these insights can be transformed into actionable strategies that drive measurable sales performance and customer satisfaction improvements. Identifying actionable insights. The journey from raw data to actionable insights involves meticulous analysis and a keen understanding of what makes information valuable for decision making. It's about seeing beyond the numbers to grasp your store's underlying trends and implications. Sifting through data from overwhelming to manageable. The first challenge in this process is overcoming the overwhelming volume of data. This is where data analytics tools and techniques play a crucial role. By employing sophisticated data analysis methods, such as data visualization, statistical modeling, and machine learning algorithms, managers can begin to identify patterns and correlations that might not be obvious at first glance, differentiating data points from actionable insights. Not all data points are created equal. The key to effective data analysis is distinguishing between mere data points, which are raw, often uncontextualized pieces of information, and actionable insights, which are data points that have been analyzed and interpreted in a way that they can directly inform decision-making processes. For example, while knowing that sales of a particular product spiked last month is a data point, understanding that the spike was due to a successful promotional campaign or a seasonal trend turns that data point into an actionable insight. Applying context to data. Context is crucial when it comes to interpreting data. It involves understanding the broader conditions under which the data was collected, including economic conditions, competitive actions, and internal changes within the store operations. For instance, if a dip in sales is observed, it's important to contextualize this with external factors such as a local downturn or increased competition, rather than immediately attributing it to internal product issues or pricing strategies. Leveraging insights for strategic decisions. Once actionable insights are identified, the next step is strategically applying them. This might mean adjusting marketing strategies based on customer behavior patterns, revising inventory levels according to predictive demand models, or restructuring store layouts to optimize flow and increase sales based on foot traffic analysis. Each insight offers a potential lever to improve business performance, enhance customer satisfaction, and drive growth. By extracting actionable insights from their data, convenience store multi-unit managers can ensure that their strategies are data-informed and data-optimized. This approach allows for more precise and effective store operations management, aligning every decision with the nuanced realities of their market and customer base. As we continue, we'll explore how these insights translate into real-world strategies and how they can be implemented to achieve tangible results in the competitive retail landscape. Setting strategic goals. Strategic goals serve as the benchmarks against which the effectiveness of data-driven strategies is measured. These goals should be clear, measurable, and directly tied to enhancing business performance, improving customer satisfaction, and ultimately driving profitability. Importance of alignment. The alignment between data insights and business objectives ensures that every decision is purposeful and impactful. For instance, if a key business objective is to increase customer loyalty, data insights related to customer purchase patterns and feedback can inform the development of a tailored loyalty program. Similarly, if the goal is to optimize operational efficiency, insights from inventory and sales data can lead to implementing a more dynamic inventory management system. Creating smart goals. Effective strategic goals are smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. These criteria help ensure that goals are well-defined, actionable, and aligned with broader business ambitions. For example, rather than setting a vague goal to increase sales, a SMART goal would be increase sales of high-margin products by 10% within the next quarter through targeted promotions and improve product placement. Integrating insights with strategy development. Once goals are set, integrating these with the actionable insights gathered from data analysis is crucial. This integration involves detailed planning on how to apply the insights to meet the set goals. It requires a deep dive into understanding which aspects of the data are most relevant to the objectives and mapping out a strategy that leverages this information effectively, ensuring goal-oriented execution. With strategic goals clearly defined and aligned with data insights, the focus shifts to execution. This involves resource allocation, ensuring that adequate resources are allocated to support the initiatives that will drive these goals. This could mean investing in new technologies, reallocating marketing budgets, or adjusting staffing. Monitoring and adjustment. Establish mechanisms to monitor progress towards these goals and allow adjustments based on the ongoing data. This continuous loop of feedback and adaptation is crucial in maintaining the relevance and effectiveness of your strategies. By highlighting the importance of aligning actionable data insights with well-defined business objectives, convenience store multi-unit managers can ensure that their strategies are grounded in reality and aimed at achieving specific, desired outcomes. This goal-oriented approach streamlines efforts and maximizes the impact of every action taken within the store operations, steering the business towards sustained success in a competitive retail landscape. As we move forward, we'll explore how these strategically aligned goals can translate into specific, actionable plans that drive real-world improvements and business growth. Segment 2, Crafting Strategies from Insights. Customer-centric approaches. Customer centricity involves placing the customer at the heart of every business decision. This approach is particularly effective in retail settings like convenience stores, where customer satisfaction can significantly impact the bottom line. Understanding customer behavior. The first step in crafting customer-centric strategies is deeply understanding customer behavior, preferences, and feedback. This understanding comes from a detailed analysis of data collected from various sources such as POS systems, loyalty programs, and customer surveys. For instance, analyzing purchase data might reveal that customers prefer certain products during specific times of the day or week, which can inform targeted stocking and promotional strategies. Personalizing customer interactions. One of the most powerful applications of customer data is in personalizing interactions. Personalization can range from sending tailored email promotions based on past purchasing behaviors to recommending products at the point of sale based on a customer's shopping history. For example, if data shows that a customer regularly purchases a particular type of snack, your POS system could prompt the cashier to offer a special deal on that product or a new product in the same category, enhancing in-store experience. Data insights can also enhance the physical in-store experience. For example, suppose foot traffic data shows that certain store areas are more frequented than others. In that case, managers might place high-margin or promotional items in those areas to increase visibility and impulse buying. Similarly, understanding peak store hours from data can help in staffing decisions, ensuring that the store is adequately staffed during busy times, thus improving customer service. Leveraging feedback for continuous improvement. An integral part of a customer-centric strategy is the continuous collection and analysis of customer feedback. This feedback should be used to assess customer satisfaction and continually refine and improve the customer experience. For instance, if feedback indicates that customers are dissatisfied with checkout times, strategies might focus on streamlining the checkout process, possibly through technology upgrades or process changes. Case study: implementing customer-centric strategies. Consider the example of a regional convenience store chain that implemented a customer-centric strategy based on data insights. By analyzing customer purchase patterns and feedback, the chain introduced a mobile app that allowed customers to order ahead and pick up items in store, greatly enhancing customer convenience and reducing wait times. The app also provided personalized promotions based on user behavior, significantly increasing customer engagement and sales. For multi-unit managers, these customer-centric strategies derived from robust data analysis foster a more engaging shopping environment and build a loyal customer base that is more likely to return and recommend the store to others. As we continue, we'll explore how these strategies are integrated into broader marketing and operational tactics to maximize their effectiveness and contribute to overall business success. Inventory and supply chain optimization. Streamlining inventory management. Effective inventory management is pivotal for maintaining the delicate balance between overstock and stockouts, both of which can be costly for convenience store operations. By leveraging data, multi-unit managers can transform inventory practices to be more responsive and efficient. Data-driven demand forecasting. One of the most powerful tools in inventory management is data-driven demand forecasting. Managers can predict future product demands more accurately by analyzing historical sales data, seasonality, and market trends. This foresight allows stores to adjust their inventory levels proactively, ensuring that popular products are always available without overburdening storage with excess stock. For example, suppose data shows an increase in the sale of cold beverages and ice creams during summer. In that case, managers can plan to increase orders of these items in anticipation of higher demand, reducing waste through precision ordering. Data insights also play a crucial role in reducing waste, particularly for perishable goods. By closely monitoring sales trends and shelf life data, managers can implement precision ordering, purchasing just enough stock to meet anticipated demand without excess that leads to spoilage. This approach reduces waste and contributes to environmental sustainability efforts, an increasingly important aspect of modern retail. Enhancing supply chain responsiveness. A responsive supply chain is a competitive advantage in today's fast-paced retail environment. Data analytics can help identify bottlenecks and inefficiencies in the supply chain, allowing managers to address these issues promptly. For instance, if data reveals that a particular supplier frequently delays, managers might consider alternative suppliers or renegotiate terms to ensure more reliable delivery schedule. Case study: optimizing inventory with data insights. Consider the success story of a convenience store chain that leveraged data analytics to overhaul its inventory management system. The chain could dynamically adjust orders based on current sales trends and forecasts by integrating real-time sales data with an automated inventory management system. This reduced under- and overstock situations and improved overall sales performance, as popular items were consistently available to meet customer demand. For multi-unit managers, optimizing inventory and supply chain operations with data streamlines processes and directly impacts the bottom line. Improved product availability increases customer satisfaction, while reduced waste and enhanced supply chain responsiveness lower operational costs and increase profitability. As we continue to explore integrating data-driven strategies in convenience store operations, the next steps involve tying these optimized inventory practices into broader marketing and operational strategies to maximize impact and drive comprehensive improvements across the store chain. Dynamic pricing and promotions. The power of dynamic pricing. Dynamic pricing is a strategy that involves adjusting prices in real time based on various factors, including demand, competition, market conditions, and customer behavior. This approach allows convenience stores to remain competitive and maximize profit margins by responding agilely to the ever-changing retail environment. Utilizing data for pricing decisions. Data plays a crucial role in informing dynamic pricing strategies. By analyzing sales data, customer purchasing patterns, and external market trends, managers can identify optimal pricing points for different products. For instance, data might reveal that customers are willing to pay a premium for convenience items during late night hours or just before holidays. Implementing slight price increases during these times can boost revenue without deterring sales. Seasonal and event-based pricing. Data insights also enable stores to implement seasonal and event-based pricing effectively. By anticipating increases in demand during specific periods, such as summer holidays or local events, stores can adjust prices preemptively. This helps in capitalizing on higher demand and managing inventory more effectively by reducing the likelihood of overstock post-season. Targeted promotional campaigns. Beyond dynamic pricing, data insights are invaluable in crafting targeted promotional campaigns that resonate with specific customer segments. This targeted approach ensures that promotions are not only more effective but also more cost-efficient. Personalized promotions. Leveraging customer data from loyalty programs and purchasing histories allows stores to offer personalized promotions directly appealing to individual customer preferences. For example, discounts on a customer's frequently purchased items can enhance loyalty and encourage repeat visits. Optimizing promotion timing and placement. Data analytics also aids in determining the most effective timing and placement for promotions. Analyzing foot traffic patterns and purchase timings can help identify when customers will likely respond to certain promotions. Placing promotional items in high traffic areas during peak times can significantly increase their visibility and effectiveness. Case study: strategic promotions drive revenue. Consider a case where a convenience store chain used data analytics to revamp its promotional strategy. By analyzing purchase data, the chain identified underperforming product categories and implemented targeted promotions to boost sales. Additionally, by understanding peak shopping times from foot traffic data, the chain strategically timed these promotions to coincide with high customer volume, resulting in a significant uplift in sales and overall store profitability. For convenience store multi-unit managers, integrating dynamic pricing and targeted promotional strategies informed by data maximizes revenue opportunities and enhances customer satisfaction through personalized shopping experiences. As we explore the multifaceted applications of data in retail, it becomes clear that a comprehensive, data-informed approach is key to navigating the complexities of today's retail environment, driving sales, and cultivating lasting customer loyalty. Segment 3, Overcoming Implementation Challenges. Bridging the gap between insights and action. Overcoming implementation challenges. Implementing data-driven strategies in a retail environment involves navigating several common hurdles. These challenges can vary widely, from resource limitations to the need for comprehensive staff training and the integration of advanced technology solutions. Resource limitations. One of the most significant barriers to implementing data-driven strategies is often resource limitations. Budget constraints can restrict the ability to invest in necessary technology and tools that facilitate advanced data analysis and execution of sophisticated marketing strategies. Strategies to overcome resource limitations. Prioritize investments, focus on technologies and initiatives that offer the highest return on investment. Use pilot programs to test the effectiveness of different technologies before fully committing resources. Leverage affordable tech solutions, utilize cost-effective or open-source analytics tools that provide significant insights without the hefty price tag. This approach allows smaller chains to remain competitive without large upfront investments. Staff training challenges. Effective implementation also heavily depends on the team's understanding and utilizing data insights. Staff training is essential but can be challenging, especially in environments where data literacy is initially low. Strategies for effective staff training. Tailored training programs. Develop training sessions tailored to the specific needs of staff at various levels. For frontline employees, focus on interpreting basic data insights for day-to-day operations, while management training should include strategic use of data. Continuous learning, foster an environment of continuous learning and improvement. Encourage staff to engage with new data tools and strategies through workshops and ongoing education programs. Technology integration. Integrating new technologies into existing systems can be another significant hurdle, particularly for convenience stores with older infrastructure. Strategies for smooth technology integration. Phased rollouts, implement new technologies in phases rather than all at once. This approach helps manage the learning curve and identifies potential issues on a smaller scale before full deployment. Partner with tech experts, collaborate with technology consultants or companies that specialize in retail analytics to ensure seamless integration and customize technology to fit specific business needs. Real-world application, tackling implementation challenges. Consider the example of a convenience store chain that faced significant challenges in deploying a new inventory management system. Initial resistance from staff due to unfamiliarity with the technology was a major hurdle. By introducing comprehensive training sessions and running a pilot in select locations, the chain was able to demonstrate the system's benefits, gradually gaining buy-in from the entire staff. The pilot phase also allowed the management to tweak the system based on real-world feedback, ensuring a smoother rollout across all locations. For multi-unit managers, addressing these implementation challenges head-on is crucial for the success of data-driven strategies. By acknowledging and strategically managing these hurdles, managers can effectively bridge the gap between valuable data insights and practical, impactful actions that propel their stores forward. As we continue to navigate the complexities of implementing data-driven solutions, it's clear that a thoughtful, well-planned approach to overcoming these challenges can significantly enhance the effectiveness and sustainability of these initiatives in the competitive retail landscape. Fostering an agile implementation mindset, embracing agility in strategy implementation. Agility in this context refers to the capability of convenience store multi-unit managers to be flexible, responsive, and adaptive in their approach to implementing strategies, enabling them to make quick adjustments as new information becomes available or as market conditions change. The role of iterative improvements. The iterative approach to strategy implementation is grounded in the philosophy of continuous improvement. It involves setting up processes that allow for frequent strategy reassessments and the integration of new insights to refine and optimize outcomes continually. Benefits of iterative improvements. Quick adaptation to market changes. By regularly revising strategies based on ongoing data analysis, stores can respond swiftly to changes in consumer behavior, economic shift, or competitive actions. Minimized risk, iterative processes allow for smaller, more manageable changes rather than large-scale overhauls, which can reduce the risk associated with implementing new strategies. Enhanced customization to customer needs, continuous feedback loops with customers provide ongoing insights into their needs and preferences, allowing stores to tailor their offerings more precisely over time. Implementing agile practices. To truly embed agility into the strategic processes, convenience store managers can adopt several practices. data-driven decision-making cycles. Establish regular intervals for reviewing key performance indicators and other relevant data, depending on the pace of change in the store's environment and operations. This could mean weekly, monthly, or quarterly reviews. Cross-functional teams. Create agile teams composed of members from different business areas, such as sales, marketing, operations, and finance. These teams can quickly assemble to address specific issues or opportunities, bringing various perspectives and expertise to the decision-making process. Feedback mechanisms. Develop robust mechanisms for capturing and analyzing customer feedback and market trends. These may include digital feedback tools, customer surveys, and market analysis reports, which can provide actionable insights to inform strategy adjustments. Real-world example, agile adaptation in action. Consider a scenario where a convenience store chain implemented a new product line but noticed through ongoing sales tracking and customer feedback that the products were not meeting sales expectations. By adopting an agile approach, the management quickly gathered to analyze the data, obtaining insights that led to a revised marketing strategy and better product placement. The agility to act swiftly based on data and feedback not only salvaged the product line but also increased overall sales and customer satisfaction. For multi-unit managers in the convenience store sector, fostering an agile implementation mindset is not merely about being reactive, but proactively creating a dynamic system where strategies can evolve as rapidly as the data and market conditions do. This approach ensures that stores remain competitive, responsive, and aligned with the needs of their customers, thereby driving sustained success in a fluctuating retail environment. Ensuring organizational alignment. The challenge of aligning an entire organization around data-driven strategies involves disseminating information throughout the hierarchy and ensuring a shared commitment to these strategies' success. Communicating the vision and strategy. Clear communication is the cornerstone of effective organizational alignment. It's essential that every member of the organization understands not only the data-driven strategies, but also why they are important and how they contribute to the organization's overall goals. Strategies for effective communication. Regular briefings. Hold regular strategy meetings and briefings at all levels to discuss current data insights, strategies, and results. This keeps everyone informed and engaged with the ongoing strategic efforts. Transparent reporting. Use clear, accessible reports and dashboards that allow staff at all levels to see the results of their efforts in real time. This can help reinforce the impact of data-driven decision-making across the organization. Building data literacy. Ensuring that staff at all levels understand data analysis is crucial for effectively implementing and embracing a data-driven strategy. Strategies for building data literacy. Tailored training programs. Implement training programs designed to enhance data literacy, tailored to the specific needs of different organizational roles. For example, training for frontline staff might focus on understanding how daily sales data can inform their customer service efforts, while management training might focus more on strategic data analysis. Data champions. Identify and empower data champions within each department or store. These individuals can help foster a positive attitude towards data-driven practices and assist colleagues less comfortable with data-centric approaches. Cultivating a data-driven culture. Creating a culture that values and understands the importance of data is essential for alignment. This involves training and communication and integrating data-driven decision-making into the performance metrics by which staff and managers are evaluated. Strategies for cultivating a data-driven culture. Incentivize data-driven results, include data-driven metrics and performance evaluations, and provide incentives for achieving targets based on data insights. This links success directly to the effective use of data. Celebrate successes. Publicly recognize and celebrate cases where data-driven strategies have led to positive outcomes. This can help to build enthusiasm and support for these approaches across the organization. Example of successful organizational alignment. Consider a scenario where a convenience store chain introduced a new inventory management system based on data insights. The chain held cross-departmental workshops to help staff understand how this system could make their jobs easier and improve overall store performance. Management also integrated feedback mechanisms, allowing staff to contribute their insights and suggestions for improving the system, thus fostering a sense of ownership and alignment with the new strategy. For convenience store multi-unit managers, ensuring organizational alignment involves more than just issuing directives. It requires cultivating an environment where data is valued as a key resource for decision-making at every level. By effectively communicating the benefits, enhancing data literacy, and fostering a culture supportive of data-driven initiatives, managers can achieve a cohesive and motivated workforce that actively contributes to the strategic goals of the organization. Segment 4, Success Stories and Lessons Learned. Real-world examples. Success stories from the field. Examining the experiences of those who have successfully navigated the transition from theory to practice can illuminate the path. These examples serve as both inspiration and practical case studies for what can be achieved with the right approach to data utilization. Case Study 1, Optimizing Product Assortment. One notable example comes from a regional convenience store chain that used data analytics to optimize its product assortment. By analyzing sales data, customer demographics, and local market trends, the chain was able to identify which products were underperforming and which were highly demanded but not sufficiently stocked. Steps taken. Deploy data analytics tools to segment data by store location and customer demographics. Conducted A/B testing with different product assortments. Implemented dynamic stocking strategies based on real-time sales data. Outcomes. Increased overall sales by 15%. Improved customer satisfaction scores due to better product availability. Reduced inventory costs by minimizing overstock of low-demand items. Case Study 2, Dynamic Pricing Strategy. Another success story involves a convenience store chain implementing a dynamic pricing strategy. By leveraging data on purchasing patterns, time of day traffic, and competitive pricing, the chain could adjust prices in real time to maximize profits and attract more customers during off-peak hours. Steps taken. Integrated POS systems with pricing analytics software. Develop pricing models that account for demand fluctuations and competitor pricing. Train staff on new pricing procedures and the reasons behind dynamic pricing. Outcomes: enhanced revenue during typically slow periods by up to 20%. Increased foot traffic during off-peak hours as customers took advantage of lower prices. Strengthen competitive edge in a highly competitive market. Lessons learned. These success stories not only demonstrate the potential benefits of data-driven strategies, but also underscore several key lessons. The importance of comprehensive data analysis. Thorough and continuous data analysis is crucial for identifying opportunities and making informed decisions. Flexibility and responsiveness. Rapidly adapting strategies based on new data and evolving market conditions is critical for maximizing the benefits of data-driven approaches. Stakeholder engagement, ensuring that all organization members understand and are engaged with the strategy helps in smoother implementation and better outcomes. Moving forward, as convenience store multi-unit managers reflect on these success stories, they are encouraged to consider how similar strategies could be applied within their operations. By understanding the steps taken and the outcomes achieved by others, managers can better navigate their data-driven journeys, tailoring approaches to fit their unique contexts and business goals. These real-world examples provide a roadmap and inspiration for what's possible when data is leveraged to its full potential in retail settings. Key takeaways and pitfalls to avoid. Building on the success stories and practical insights from convenience store chains that have effectively implemented data-driven strategies, it's equally important to consider the challenges and common pitfalls encountered along the way. Reflecting on these can provide valuable lessons, helping other multi-unit managers avoid similar obstacles and refine their approach to strategy development. Key takeaways from data-driven implementations. The journey of integrating data into operational strategies is fraught with complexities, and understanding these challenges is crucial for crafting successful initiatives. 1. Data quality and integrity. One of the most common pitfalls is relying on incomplete or inaccurate data, which can lead to misguided strategies that potentially harm the business rather than help it. Prevention strategies. Regularly audit and cleanse data to ensure accuracy and completeness. Implement robust data governance policies to maintain the integrity of your data. 2. Over-reliance on historical data. While historical data is invaluable, over-reliance on it without considering current market dynamics can lead to outdated strategies that do not address the present needs of the market or the business. Prevention strategies. Supplement historical data with real-time data streams to capture current trends and shifts. Stay attuned to industry news and market developments that may influence consumer behavior. 3. Underestimating the human element. Data-driven decisions must be balanced with human insights, especially from employees interacting directly with customers. Ignoring these insights can result in strategies that look good on paper but fail in practice. Prevention strategies. Encourage feedback from staff at all levels to gain qualitative insights that complement quantitative data. Foster a culture where data insights are discussed and debated, allowing for a blend of data-driven and human-centric decision-making. Pitfalls to avoid. Resistance to change. Implementing new data-driven strategies can often be met with resistance within the organization, particularly if changes disrupt established workflows or if the benefits are not clearly communicated. Prevention strategies. Conduct change management workshops to help staff understand the benefits of new strategies. Involve key stakeholders in the planning and implementation phases to garner support and mitigate resistance. Analysis paralysis. Another significant challenge is analysis paralysis, where the abundance of data leads to indecision rather than informed action. This can delay the implementation of strategies that could benefit the business. Prevention strategies. Set clear objectives for what you need from your data analysis efforts to guide the process and prevent aimless exploration. Establish deadlines for decision-making to ensure that data analysis leads to timely and effective actions. Concluding thoughts. By reflecting on the successes and the potential pitfalls of implementing data-driven strategies, convenience store multi-unit managers can better navigate the complexities of this transformative process. It's about balancing leveraging data for its insights and remaining agile enough to adapt to new information and conditions. By learning from both the achievements and challenges of others, managers can enhance their strategic approaches, leading to more robust and effective operations that drive growth and customer satisfaction in the competitive retail landscape. Conclusion and takeaways. As we conclude today's deep dive into the essential role of data insights in shaping the strategic landscape for convenience store multi-unit managers, let's recap the key points we've discussed and reflect on the transformative impact a data-driven approach can have on retail operations. Recap of key points. We explored the foundational aspects of leveraging diverse data sources from POS systems to customer feedback, which equip managers with the insights to make informed decisions. We discussed how these insights can be transformed into actionable strategies that enhance customer experience, optimize inventory and supply chain operations, and tailor dynamic pricing and promotions to meet real-time market demands. We also navigated through potential pitfalls, providing strategies to avoid common hurdles that can impede the successful implementation of data-driven initiatives. The power of data-driven strategies. Embracing a data-driven approach is not merely about collecting and analyzing numbers. It's about fostering a culture that values informed decision-making, agility, and continuous improvement. The benefits of this approach extend beyond immediate gains in sales performance to confer a substantial competitive advantage in the rapidly evolving retail market. Stores can meet and exceed customer expectations by accurately predicting customer needs, efficiently managing resources, and swiftly adapting to market changes, increasing loyalty and sustained business growth. Encouragement and invitation. I encourage all our listeners, especially those managing multiple convenience store locations, to integrate these data-driven strategies into your operations. Consider the potential in your data and harness it to not just react to market trends, but anticipate and shape them. Thank you for tuning in today. Embrace the data, empower your strategies, and elevate your retail operations. Until next time, keep analyzing and keep innovating. Oh, and before I go, here are some questions for you to consider. 1. How can we differentiate between correlation and causation in our data to make more accurate strategic decisions in retail sales? This question prompts managers to consider the depth of their data analysis technique, ensuring they are not making strategic decisions based on superficial data connections that may not influence sales outcomes. 2. What are the potential risks of relying heavily on historical sales data to forecast future trends, and how can we mitigate these risks? Encourages managers to evaluate the limitations of historical data, especially in rapidly changing markets, and to explore strategies for incorporating real-time data and broader market analysis into their forecasting models. 3. How can we ensure that our data-driven strategies are adaptable to sudden changes in consumer behavior or unexpected market conditions? Challenges managers to think about the flexibility of their strategic plans and whether they can quickly pivot or scale strategies in response to new information or market shifts. 4. How can we improve the collection and utilization of customer feedback to enhance data-driven decision-making in our retail strategies? Prompts managers to assess their current methods of collecting and analyzing customer feedback and to think creatively about new tools or methodologies that could provide deeper insights into customer preferences and behaviors. 5. How can we balance the need for data security and privacy with the aggressive use of personal data to drive sales and customer engagement in our stores? It encourages a critical evaluation of the ethical considerations and legal implications of using customer data, prompting managers to consider how they can optimize data use while maintaining trust and complying with data protection laws. These questions are designed to foster a deeper understanding and critical analysis of how data shapes retail strategies, ensuring that decisions are robust and responsive to the dynamic retail environment. Thank you for tuning into another insightful episode of Drive from C Store Center. I hope you enjoyed the valuable information. If you find it useful, please share the podcast with anyone who might benefit. Please visit cstorethrive.com and sign up for more convenience store employee-related content. It is a work in progress. Again, I'm Mike Hernandez. Goodbye and see you in the next episode. Drive from C Store Center is a sink or swim production.